This is Healing Justice, a podcast bridging conversations at the intersections of collective healing and social change. I'm your host, Kate Werning. Each week, we share a conversation with a powerful leader and an accompanying audio practice to help resource you in your leadership and the well-being of you and your people. In this practice, you're joining Jacoby Ballard for a forgiveness meditation for ourselves and one another. You can be sitting, standing, or lying down to do this meditation, and Jacoby recommends that you find a quiet place. But if you're listening on the train or in the car, that could do too. Just find some quiet inside of yourself to focus on the meditation. So Jacoby is a white trans queer person living in Amherst, Massachusetts, but is moving to Salt Lake City, Utah this summer. He's a co-founder of the worker-owned cooperative Third Root Community Health Center in Brooklyn, and is also a co-founder of Bending Towards Justice, an organization that leads anti-oppression workshops and consultations for yoga communities. Jacoby is a leading teacher at Adhikara Yoga School, and there's more on his work in the show notes. So let's get to practicing together. Here's Jacoby.
So this is a forgiveness practice. You'll need a quiet place. You can be sitting, walking, or standing, or lying down, but I'd recommend not lying down because you might fall asleep. And so go ahead and get yourself situated. Sit up as tall as you can. Feel whatever parts of you are touching the ground. And if you like, you can close your eyes, or if it feels like it invites your presence, to keep your eyes softly open but downcast, and that's an option too. And we'll begin by settling into your breath. Just notice the breath coming in and breath moving out. And see if you can become aware of the physical heart and how it's lifted and released with each breath. And then coming into your emotional heart, notice what you're working with today, what is alive for you. And we'll begin with offering forgiveness to ourselves. So it might be that you think of a specific instant or way that you showed up in a relationship that perhaps was, you were not at your best, or created harm even. And that can be through thoughts, words, or deeds. Holding that in your awareness, and then repeat some phrases again and again. And the invitation is to just try them on, even if they feel a little bit rote or mechanical or even cheesy. See what it's like to work with them. So offering, may I forgive myself? For any way that my thoughts, words, or deeds cause myself harm. May I allow myself to be a student of life and to make mistakes. May I forgive myself for any thoughts, words, or deeds that have caused harm. And May I allow myself to be a student of life and to make mistakes. Just keep offering these words internally again and again. May I forgive myself. For any thoughts, words, or deeds that have caused harm. May I allow myself to be a student of life and to make mistakes. May I forgive myself. Continue offering yourself these words and noticing whatever emotions, sensations might arise. May I forgive myself. Your mind drifts off, just gently bring it back to your heart, and back to the words. Continuing to place your attention right back in your precious heart. May I forgive myself. You feel sleepy or a lot of difficult emotion is arising, you might place your hands on your thighs and just give a little press down, kind of awaken yourself and lift through the spine. May I forgive myself for any thoughts, words, or deeds that have caused harm. May I allow myself to be a student of life and to make mistakes. Now becoming aware of someone who you have harmed. And maybe it's recent, maybe it's long ago. Maybe it's something small, maybe it's something profound. And holding this person in your mind's eye as you offer similar phrases to them asking for their forgiveness. I ask for your forgiveness for any of my thoughts, words, or deeds that have caused harm. May you allow me to be a student of life and to make mistakes. I ask for your forgiveness. just as before, continue repeating the phrases. I ask for your forgiveness. For any harm that I've caused through thoughts, words, or deeds. May you allow me to be a student of life and to make mistakes. I ask for your forgiveness. Just continue again and again. You might again note any emotions that arise. This is an opportunity to be with those too. Now bring your awareness back into your heart and consider anyone who has caused you harm, perhaps from their position of privilege over you. See if you can work with something that is workable, that's not super charged, but that will allow your heart to open. Now offering forgiveness and similar phrases as we've been using. I offer you forgiveness. For any of your words, thoughts, or deeds that have caused harm. May I allow you to be a student of life and to make mistakes. I forgive you. I offer you forgiveness for any of your thoughts, words, or deeds that have caused me harm. May I allow you to be a student of life and to make mistakes too. I forgive you. And again, just offering these words, feeling into your heart. Find any part of yourself turning away. See if you can invite yourself to come back to this hard and necessary work. I offer you forgiveness for any of your thoughts, words, or deeds that have caused me harm. May I allow you to be a student of life, to make mistakes. I forgive you. If it feels super charged, you might just have your awareness on your breath for a few moments, a way to resource and come back to the present. Go ahead and release the words all together. Just bring awareness back to your heart. Feel into that precious heart once again, noticing what's been stirred. What is present now? And take a deep breath into your heart. Hold the breath in for a moment. And then through your nose, slowly exhale. And another deep, deep breath in. Hold it. Through your nose, exhale. Go ahead and open your eyes. Maybe look around the room at something that is unique to the space that you're in. Move your body in any way you need to. You might take a few moments to journal anything that came up that surprised you or that's asking for your attention. I invite you to come back to this as many times as you'd like. Thank you.
Thank you to Jacoby Ballard for sharing that beautiful and gentle meditation with us. You can download our corresponding conversation with Jacoby about all things allyship, accompliceship, and solidarity. You'll hear captivating stories about navigating layers of identity, privilege, and oppression, some talk about pronouns, and how practice can help us ground the charge we feel when we get rightfully triggered. And also whether we should even be using the word ally. Is it ally? Is it accomplice? And whose is it to really name that anyway? How much does the language matter, or how much is it really about action? You can sign up to stay in touch with us at healingjustice.org. And also follow us on Instagram at Healing Justice, like the Healing Justice Podcast on Facebook, and follow at HJ Podcast on Twitter. If you can give an offering in reciprocity and gratitude for this practice, that is incredibly meaningful for us. We are an all-volunteer project and run on a very small budget, so your participation helps us count on and plan for our sustainability for the future. You can do so by contributing monthly by becoming a patron at patreon.com/healingjustice, or you can give a one-time donation at our brand spanking new one-time donation link that is also found at our website, healingjustice.org, or in the show notes that go along with this episode. This podcast episode was generously edited by Jacob White and mixed and produced by Zach Meyer at The Cole Room. Thank you for your commitment to building movements that liberate all of us. Hear you next week.